The recent USDA Cattle on Feed report showed the number of cattle and calves on feed for slaughter in the U.S. at 11.3 million head on December 1st. That's 6% below December 1 of last year, which was no real surprise. But placements in feedlots during November at 1.92 million was a surprise, as it was only 6% below what was placed in November of 2011. The trade had expected a larger decline than what we saw, at least according to USDA livestock analyst Michael Jewison.
In general terms, you have a smaller number of animals, total inventory outside feedlots. Second factor is, given the fact that the industry expected a sharper decline in placements, could be indicative of the fact that they thought pasture conditions were not as bad as perhaps they are.
As a matter of fact, USDA meteorologist Mark Brusberg said this week's drought monitor report shows no change from last week in hay, cattle, and wheat areas in drought.
Crop areas affected by drought really have remained unchanged. The percent of the hay in drought stayed the same at 64%. Cattle in drought was 73%, and winter wheat in drought was 63%. So really, there was no change in that. So again, that sort of reinforces the fact that the areas that really need the rain have not been getting the rain.
While we're hearing about some wintertime moisture over some of those areas, many are still considered, at least as of this past week, to still be in drought conditions. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.